Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. Merry Christmas. This is what I prefer to hear from the people during the Christmas season, not happy holidays or season's greetings. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, plain and simple. If someone is offended by Merry Christmas, that is their problem. The political correctness disease that is infecting our society is out of control. We have the freedom to worship Christ or to be an atheist. If you are an atheist who enjoys the festivities of Christmas season, no one is trying to stop you. And it is odd that you find Merry Christmas offensive. I enjoy Halloween. We go trick-or-treating with our grandkids and enjoy all the decorations and activities in our neighborhood. I don't have anything to do with the All Hallows Eve religious aspect of Halloween, as do some members of our society. Their beliefs are 100% contradictory to my beliefs, yet I'm not the least bit offended when someone greets me with Happy Halloween. The United States of America is a melting pot of nationalities and religious beliefs. It is like a great big salad with a large variety of vegetables that are all unique. If you go to China, you don't have that diversity. In China, 99% of every person has the same genetic look. This is true in most countries. Instead of fighting over our differences, we should be embracing them. It never ceases to amaze me that people do everything they can to get to the United States, and once they are here, they try to change us to the culture they came from. I cannot wrap my mind around why a person risks his life to cross the border from Mexico to get to our country, and once here, they insist on flying the Mexican flag. If you were so patriotic, why did you leave Mexico? My family immigrated from Austria. Should I demand that the Austrian flag be flown? Should I be offended that the German language is not also printed on items I buy? I have the right to embrace my ancestry, but I don't have the right to demand that others embrace it as well. That is the beauty of our country. We have always been welcoming and tolerant. But you, in turn, need to be tolerant of my beliefs. I have openly expressed my criticism of President Obama, and I had someone tell me that I was prejudiced. This was very offensive because I am only disgusted with his approach to governing our country, not his color. I don't care what color a person is, especially the president. I am upset with President Obama because I believe he has laid the foundation that will destroy the country I love. He is the worst president this country has ever had, and it has nothing to do with the color of his skin. The person I idolized growing up was Willie Mays, and the fact that he is black is irrelevant. Being intolerant of a person's color is small-minded. If their actions are hurtful, that is another story. Stand up and be heard. But saying Merry Christmas is not hurtful. The very celebration is about life, love, cheer, and joyous, unselfish sacrifice. I don't understand why people are offended by the word Christmas, a word which embodies so much hope. But we are a Christian nation that is tolerant of your unbelief. We are also a nation that is tolerant of my belief. And so I say, Merry Christmas. And to those of you who are offended by that, Merry Christmas to you too. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.